Studio, share with us the journey of our NGO, what it's all about, because it's an issue that we do not talk about much because we really don't understand. And so her first major task is creating the awareness. Today we have with us the CEO and founder of the Labalaba Foundation, and the focus of this foundation is on a particular disorder that is finding quite a presence here in Nigeria, a disorder called lupus. The full name, systemic lupus erythematosus. Long medical term, most abbreviated down to lupus. And it falls in a category of disorders that are termed autoimmune disorders. What does that mean? We all have an immune system, one of the awesome gifts that this body is created with, and it keeps us healthy. It polices the entire body from head to toe, brain cells, the eyes, the mouth, the stomach especially, muscles, nerves, bones, and it's always on guard, like a security guard, looking for strange occurrences, strangers, abnormal cells that pop up, that show up. And its task is to clear them out. In other words, to keep us healthy. That's one of the major functions of the immune system. When this system goes bad, one of the ways it can go bad is where it forgets to distinguish what is normal self-body and what is the foreigner or the invader. Whereas normally it should attack or clear out the foreigner or the invader, it now attacks the body. That's the meaning of the word autoimmune disorder. So, today we'll learn about the foundation and a bit more about lupus. And let me welcome Mrs. Nosa Miefa. If I have that incorrect, please correct me.
It's correct.
Welcome to Inspiration FM Wellness Half Hour.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, it's a small world. Actually, we met about 14 years ago in the US. And here we are today in Nigeria, attacking the same subject from different perspectives. Okay, tell us a bit about the foundation, the Labalaba Foundation.
Okay, so the Labalaba Foundation is lupus awareness and advocacy. And we just founded it, myself, Chisa Nosa Miefan, and Dr. Aisha Akinkubi. We've just got this off the ground, and with a focus on the disease lupus, because it's prevalent. We know since lupus is a disease that affects 80% people of African descent, women to men 9-to-1 ratio, and so definitely we know that Nigeria, as populated as we are, a black nation, we must have a lot of incidences of lupus, but the awareness is lacking. And so we started this. Our mission is, Labalaba Foundation is committed to improving the quality of life of all people affected by lupus and their families through education, advocacy, support that will engage the healthcare community and the society at large.
Awareness. If there's a way to do a poll, see how many people are... I've heard this word before, lupus, this ailment before. I'll bet you're probably right. It's minimal. And the data you've just read is it affects people of African descent, both those of us here on the continent and our diasporan relatives, both African-Americans and the newer immigrant Africans. Why is this more towards us? And if that's a bit of an enigma to answer, let's look at some of the causes. Do we know what causes the disease?
No, at the moment, it's still not known, the cause of the disease. And I think that is why, with all the research that is being done, the difficulty in finding a cure, because the origin is not known. There's some suspicion that it may be environmental, it might be genetic, it might be a combination of both. But we all know that the one thing that is that has been found out as is key is that most people who suffer from lupus, at some point, they were not born with it. So at some point, their immune system was in order and something triggered it. And then the lupus came on. So definitely what the cause is what still hasn't been found up to date.
If we look at the various diasporan groups, Africans in Brazil, Africans in the US, here in Africa, and even Africans, diasporans in, let's say, the Aborigine groups, mm-hmm. whether it's Australia or New Zealand,
yep.
is there a trend? Is there a difference?
I don't think so. The problem we have is that, you know, we have data, like in America, they easily say that about 15 million people suffer from lupus. In the UK, their data is a little, you know, less explicit, direct. They don't know exactly how many, but they have some numbers. And in some of the other countries, Australia is doing a good work. They have numbers as well. But without data, you can't know. And so many of these countries, like in Nigeria, that's one of the things. And we are hoping that down the road, Labalaba will be able to do some studies because data is key to research. If we don't know the numbers, then we don't know what we're dealing with and how prevalent it is. So hopefully down the road, we'll be able to do that.
Okay. All right. Awareness. What are the things a mother or a daughter or even a father seeing? What things should clue him to say, listen, let's go talk to, you know, Professor Adelowo or Labalaba, or let's look up this ailment. Let's go talk to the doctor and even put this word in the doctor's ear that we heard about this on the radio. What are some of the things one should look out for?
One, like I said, lupus is, the ratio between men and women is 9-1. Also, lupus is found in women of childbearing age between the ages of 15 and 45. And so those are key things. One, first, she's a woman. She's of childbearing age. And then she begins to manifest some symptoms. One of the main problems with Nigeria is that one of the things that a lot of people present first is fevers or joint pains. So the first thing that is thought about is malaria. Okay, the malaria is not going away. We've treated it. Maybe it's typhoid. And we keep going down that road. But there are other things that are specific, very lupus specific. So when you have a combination of these things, once you find that it's a young lady within childbearing age and she starts complaining about these things, we need to get to the point where the first line doctors, the family practitioners, can think lupus. Let's put lupus first and then eliminate, because now it's prevalent and it's not being well diagnosed, and people are dying because they're not being diagnosed until it gets really chronic. So some of the signs and symptoms are joint pain and inflammation, fatigue, chronic fatigue, anemia, kidney disease, chest pain, hair loss. And something that is so known with lupus, once you see that, you know that this is lupus, can't be anything else, is a butterfly-shaped rash that appears on the along the cheeks from the nose bridge. You know, it looks like a butterfly. And that rash is usually, you know, inflamed. And so that, you know, it for sure is lupus. And then also, there's sun sensitivity. You go out in the sun and then you break out in rash or you become weak and tired and fatigued. Then there's blood clotting, there's seizures, and there are mouth lesions.
Okay, so we see a wide array of symptoms one can present with. Female in that childbearing age, if the doctor is diagnosing you with, each time you go, malaria or typhoid, insist a blood test is done. And for those of us who have a habit of self-diagnosing and self-prescribing, and pharmacists who tend to prescribe these medications without proper questioning, take a step back. Make sure a test is done to confirm if it's malaria or typhoid. And if it's not, let's not treat empirically. Let's not treat blindly. Let us then ask other questions to see if these symptoms fit into other disorders of which lupus could be one of them. She meant, Madam mentioned inflammation. That's a swelling, usually of the joints. It could be a warmth, it could be a swelling. Either way, it's an abnormal finding that should trigger you to seek medical attention. Again, that habit of self-prescribing, getting the Panadol, getting the ibuprofen and the other analgesics, take a step back and hopefully you get to the doctor who's a bit aware. And if the doctor isn't, put them in contact with the Laba Laba Foundation so they become much more aware that this is a disease occurring with increasing incidence here in Nigeria and there's ways to handle it. Okay, so this young lady goes to the doctor and doctor is aware and he does tests. Are there any particular tests that would say this is lupus or that would say maybe we should send you to a further specialist for additional check?
Yeah, they do have basic lupus tests, but the rheumatologists are the ones who actually they're the specialists who actually deal with autoimmune diseases in general and lupus especially as well. One thing I was going to mention is that lupus mimics so many different things, and so if you have 10 lupus patients in front of you, all of them can present with something different, which is what makes it very difficult to diagnose. But if you look at yourself individually, so if you present with any one of these symptoms, then you must push that they, you know, test me, rule it out, because the sooner you rule it out, the better for you, you know, because there's no point in trying all different things before you come, by the time it gets so chronic, because people are dying. As a matter of fact, in the States today, a recent research that was done in UCLA, University of California, was found that it's now become, lupus has now become the 10th disease.
Prevalent.
Yeah, no, the one that's killing, that is, yes, death. Death rate of diseases. Lupus has now become the 10th, you know, of young women between the ages of 15 and 25.
A point you mentioned earlier, and you touched on your co-founder, Dr. Mrs. Akinkugbe.
Yes.
She's a dermatologist.
She's a dermatologist.
And she touched on this during her presentation.
Yes.
That quite often the hairdresser, mm-hmm. the cosmetologist, mm-hmm. is the first person to see the abnormality
yes.
on the hair.
Yes.
Some of them, well, most of them don't know of the disease. A
yes.
few do.
Mm-hmm.
So here again is another area where people that we don't think of as being medically oriented
yes.
could be truly the clarion call that, hey, there's a lesion on the hair here. This mm-hmm. is not usual. Go and see a dermatologist. Go and see your doctor.
Yes, because hair loss is one of the things that present in lupus a lot. You know, hair loss. Yes.
Wow. Now, you know, we're seeing increasing levels of hair loss amongst our African ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And a variety of reasons are given, including the use of the chemicals and the,
yes.
and the hairstyles. What should trigger that hairdresser to say, this is not usual, this is beyond what I see? Or should they just refer anything that is of this particular nature, hair loss, or to the...
We are hoping, with Laba Laba, we are hoping to raise our voices loud. And we want it to be drastic, this awareness. We want people to be very sensitive. That means we want to eliminate lupus, cross it off the list before anything else. So any kind of hair loss, you need to see your dermatologist. Your dermatologist, not your cosmetologist, not your hairdresser, your dermatologist.
Your hair comes out of your skin appendages. So your hair is actually part of your skin organ system. Take that word from someone who, first-hand experience. Okay, let's open the phone lines. Our number here is 0700-923-923-923. We have a few minutes to go on the program. We may have to do a part two when next you're in town. So please, 0700-923-923-923. The topic is lupus. We have with us Mrs. Chisa
Nusamiefa.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Who is one of the co-founders of the Laba Laba Foundation, bringing awareness from all directions on this ailment called lupus. which is an autoimmune disorder. All right. Treatment. How does one, what should one expect from the doctor in terms of treating this ailment?
Well, like I said, the rheumatologist is your first doctor, your main doctor when you have lupus. So there's a rheumatologist that really takes care of everything. I usually recommend.
Okay. Wallace Halfhour, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Your name and where you're calling from? Please, when you call, please turn your radio down. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, so one would recommend that you get to your rheumatologist quickly. And it is always a blessing to be in a place like a teaching hospital, because all the other specialists are there. Lupus is one that requires, you have heart problems, you need a cardiologist, you need a dermatologist.
Wallace Halfhour, good afternoon. You're on the air. Name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, hello. My name is Luke. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
From Ikorodu.
I once had an issue with my ear, so I was diagnosed with psoriasis. Now, what happened was my airline started receding, so I don't know if there's something I can do to get my ear back. You know, I don't know.
Okay. Just in line with what Chisa has said, issues of the hair, you want to see a dermatologist. Whether you think you know what's causing it or not, get that opinion of the expert. And if they need to send it further, they would refer you to such an expert. Again, she's mentioned a place like the teaching hospital, where there's literally a bowl of experts in these areas. Dermatology, rheumatology, and endocrinology can be the ideal place to get a referral to see such an expert. Okay, we have about 2 minutes to go. There's a lot more to cover. How can one reach the Lava Lava Foundation?
The Lava Lava Foundation can be reached. We have a phone number.
At the program on Thursday, you had the head of rheumatology, Dr. Adela Worth.
Yes.
You had Dr. Akinkugbe.
Yes, and they can be reached at Luth. Dr. Akinkugbe, Dr. Adela Worth is a rheumatologist. He's at Luth, and he's also at Lasuth. He has clinics at Luth and Lasuth. And then the dermatology clinic at Luth, you'll find Dr. Akinkugbe, who is also head of the Lava Lava. She's my co-founder.
Actually get both of them on the air to talk more about this. Okay, so to reach you, of course, you can always send a text to 0809-660-4455. I will connect you with Chisa at the Lava Lava Foundation. All right, time is always, it's not too friendly with us on this, our program. Obviously, there's need for a part two. We might do that with one of the experts she has mentioned. In the interim, have a blessed week. Wellness Half Hour, every Sunday, 1 p.m., thank you, Mrs. Nosamiefa. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.